This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
And we're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, the Nooner, where you guys are probably just now digging into lunch and you get this opportunity to enjoy your lunch break with us. And Mike Bassick is part of it as well. Guys, this is a very big hypothetical for Rangers fans, and that's one of the things that I love about lunch break. 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. If it would lead to the exact same results as the Astros when they had that in 2017, would you be okay with the Rangers cheating the same way in 2020? So that means already knowing what we've seen. That means what's probably going to happen, Kevin, is Chris Woodward's getting fired and JD.
Always have a World Series on their resume.
Would you be okay?
He wants it.
Yeah. Would you be okay?
I mean, why do you even want to win that piece of metal?
With the, a piece of this?
With the Rangers.
We play for the love of the game.
Cheating in order to get a World Series championship. Now, Kevin once, by the way, Kevin once said that he would suck Rafael Palmeiro's Congress-pointing finger.
Dude!
Y'all remember he was pointing his finger at Rafael Palmeiro.
I've not been on the show long enough to know where that was going.
Me neither, Bassick.
Man, I wish you could have seen Bassick's face.
Trouble.
Y'all remember him saying that him pointing his finger, saying, I never did that. And Kevin said he would do that. He would take that finger and he would, in order for a World Series. Because as a Rangers fan, the closest we've gotten is Game 6.
All right. We were in Game 7.
Yeah, we are close in Game 7, too.
And so, as a Rangers fan, we do not have that championship.
All right.
And, Kevin, I know you pointed out the other day, if the Rangers win before the Astros do, we could always claim that we were the first ones to do it legitimately. If we were to cheat,
this scenario wouldn't lend itself well to that now, would it? I'll do it. I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there.
I would.
For somebody who was like, you were on your high horse, I'll drop off my high horse right here. I think I would do it because I have seen every other championship, right? Like, living in the Metroplex my entire life, I've seen the Cowboys win multiple Super Bowls.
How old are you?
40.
Okay.
I saw the Stars win a championship. I have seen the Mavericks win a championship. Hell, the first championship I ever saw was the Dallas Sidekicks. So, like, I remember all of that. But this is the one thing that I've never seen. So I'm, like, obviously an entitled and spoiled sports fan in this scenario. But seeing the repercussions thus far for the Astros, which to me is still, like, not much, I'll do it. Because it'll change later. But no one's ever going to take away those memories. Like, you think about, and I hate to do this because Corey does this and it pisses me off every single time, but you think about how different all of those moments in your memory would have been if things would have gone differently in that one particular game that we don't need to talk about and the catch would have been made, how much you would remember that forever.
I thought I would be on your side. I was on your side a week or so ago. But after seeing the repercussions of the press conference and now the players show up to spring training, I think as a Ranger fan, I will always look at that, and as a baseball fan, because probably the Rangers on my list are kind of third on my list just because I ended up playing for other teams and stuff. So I kind of lost just a little bit of love of like just Rangers. But as a baseball fan and Rangers fan, I'm going to look at the 2017 championship as a fake championship. Doesn't matter they didn't take it away. I'm going to look at it. If my kids say, what do you think of that? Because I would say, look, it's a fake championship. They didn't really win it. They cheated about as bad as you can cheat to win it. So because of that, if the Rangers were to do it and win the championship, I would look at the Rangers and say, man, it's my team. It's great, but it's fake. It's not real.
But that would be after the fact, right?
You're talking about the moment would be an unbelievable moment, so I'd always have that moment. And then a year and a half, 2 years later, they say, hey, you cheated, you didn't win it. But I live that moment, is what you're saying?
Exactly, because I always think about that when they're like, whoa, we strip Bobby Bowden of these wins, or we strip Reggie Bush of the Heisman. You're like, but not really, right? Like, I still
saw it. You live that moment.
I know what happened.
Well, let me ask you this.
Add to it. the fans didn't know that was happening during that time anyway. Right.
Exactly.
Would it change if the hypothetical that Kevin is or that Corey's asking is, you know it during the time? It's not public, but everybody knows you're cheating,
then,
and they're like, well, I mean, they won, but we all know that they cheated, and now the commissioner is going to say, well, you guys at the ceremony, here's your piece of metal for cheating your way to a championship.
That would probably change my perspective because I can look back now at the 90s Rangers and be like, I don't know about some of that.
But the other teams were doing
it. Okay, but and at the time, like 96, we rolled into Yankee Stadium and won game one of the divisional series. I was like, we're never going to lose again. Nobody's going to stop this juggernaut. And like, if I knew at the time that we were cheating, then that probably would have changed my entire perspective.
So when you say about those 90s Rangers, what are you talking about? Suggested PEDs?
We're not suggested. We're ground zero for
the
steroid
epidemic. Doesn't
it
irritate you that happened and we still couldn't win?
Yes! That's the biggest...
cheated and still couldn't win.
I'm telling you, the biggest annoyance I have in sports is the holding call on a busted play. I'm like, we didn't even cheat well on that play. We cheated and it still didn't work. So, yes, that does bother me. But just knowing then that we would have that World Series, because you've already heard the Astros. You've already seen some of the Astros fans or some of the players start to push back now. And they're like, whatever, we still won it. So
that's the crazy thing about this is now the Astros are going, oh, screw you type of deal. Lance McCullers, who's always been a volatile interview / social media guy. I mean, he's never held back that he doesn't mind being a bad guy. Like, I'm going to be not a bad person, but I'm going to be the heel. I'm going to be the heel, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind playing that role of the bad guy. And you have Reddit coming out, the outfielder kind of saying, now we're going to shut everybody up and stuff like that. That's bugging me to just, you guys deserve everything you're getting. And you're not even being specific on your cheating. Like, come on. How specific? We know that it happened in the playoffs, but how specific was it? Like, oh, you guys were humans. Okay, that's fine. Tell us, how much did you cheat? How much did you know in the World Series? How much did you? I mean, the Nationals weren't just paranoid. The Nationals knew you guys were cheating last year, and it didn't. You guys were so close to a championship. Everybody thought when you guys headed back to Houston up 3-2, you guys were winning another championship. And most of the baseball world believes now you got to the World Series in 2019 only based off of cheating, not based off of, well, we stopped cheating. And even the commissioner said, we just couldn't put it together. We can't find the information.
I mean,
of
even
the exact
Carlos,
cheating.
Carlos so Correa said, he said, yeah, the trash can was there during the World Series, but they came prepared with so many different combinations of signs that we couldn't crack the code.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't cheat, that's why we lost the World Series.
Yeah, and people are asking, Mike, didn't the NFL just do that for the Patriots after Deflategate? I get it, and this makes me look at the Patriots different. The Patriots have had a two-decade run unmatched in NFL football. They cheated to do it.
You're in the minority on that.
Because I do. Well, I guess I was in the minority of here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I really respect and think Tom Brady's the best quarterback. I really need to look inside of myself and probably stop saying that. Not say that he wasn't great. He was great. But did they cheat to do it? They did. Altuve's a great Major League Baseball player. Did he cheat to get his awards? He did. He's cheated his way to All-Star games. He's cheated his way to an MVP. He cheated his way to one of the greatest home runs we've seen in Major League history in the playoffs. And so it's tough because some of the guys that I've respected the most over the last 10 years or so is Tom Brady and Jose Altuve, and they're both cheaters. They're both great players, but they're both cheaters, and so it's tough.
Will that fall by the wayside? Because, like, I think you and I guess, are in the minority on Tom Brady, because you hear all the time, Tom Brady is the GOAT, and you ignore that there was scandals surrounding 4 to 5 of their Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But I feel like people don't bring that up a lot. They're like, he's the best. He won 6 Super Bowls, and people just forget. over time. I like maybe they won't forget this over time, but let's say Houston went on to win a couple more and like you could never prove where there were like whispers of whatever. Will people remember? Or they'll just like, well, they did win four.
I think people will remember.
Okay.
Because people like you exist.
But I'm in the minority on this.
Right. But, well, because, you know, we each year is a new championship. But I see what you're saying. But the people, I think it's that era of people that live. Maybe in the grand history of sports, it's never, you know, people will forget those little things. But that's again, why I say Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. Because he did cheat. And that part of the story does need to be represented. Because it happened. That era happened in baseball. And I know you think of the Hall of Fame as, well, this is what all the class, we want to prove and show the class. Well, man, I mean, you kind of want to tell the whole story, not rewrite the history of it all, but they just want to show off what was good about the story.
Would you want it? I know I answered no. I would not want the Rangers to win a World Series this way. You haven't answered, Corey.
I don't want the moment of sitting there looking at my team going, God, we didn't actually win it.
But if you didn't know,
I want that party so bad, though. I want because Mike, me and Gavin Dawson were standing there videoing the Fan Sports Lounge during game six. I was so pumped about my baseball team that I watched Pete O'Brien and Pete Incaviglia and Steve Buscell. I watched them through all of that. We were so close to finally getting that moment, and I've experienced it with Dirk. I hugged so many people when Dirk won, when the Mavericks won. I was probably still a little young and didn't really understand it when the Cowboys were winning their championships. I remembered the Stars getting their championship. For the Rangers to finally get their first one, that moment would be glorious. So I would love it, but I would always hate my team later.
Here's what's tough with the cheating thing is I had opportunities to do steroids, and I thought about it.
Huh.
I decided not to because I just decided, not that I couldn't live with myself and I was going to off myself if I did it and got caught, but I just ultimately decided I don't want to make it that way. If I make it in this sport, which I was struggling tremendously at a AAA level, I was good in AAA. I just, every time I went to the major leagues, was too inconsistent to stay up there. And I just decided, you know what, either I can or I can't. And if I can't, then I can't. And it ended up being that I really couldn't. Or the opportunities, you know, there can be excuses and some legitimate, some not. But I think the cheating, which is interesting to me with the Astros now, is their players are coming out going like, deal with it. We're the champs. And I just think to myself, if I would have done steroids, if I would have especially got caught, I wouldn't start telling people, deal with it. Like, I still made my $5 million a year and you can whatever with how you feel about it. I would say, man, it was a horrible, wrong decision, and whatever you say about me, I understand. Some can be very hurtful and very wrong on what you're saying about me, but I deserve it because of what I did, and I can't defend what I did, and I'm never going to defend what I did. And yet the Astros now, after having to do their, we know now, a week ago, it was fake apologies from most of them, because now they can't handle the heat. 1 week later, they're all coming out and going, here's two middle fingers. What do you think of that?
Yeah, because it's weighing too much.
And maybe it's better for baseball that they're going to be that way, that they are going to be so hated that they're going to play the role of being the hated team and just really be cocky and arrogant that we don't care. If we have a chance to cheat again, we're going to find another way to cheat.
I know we brought this up a long time ago, and I keep seeing it more and more, but do you think we'll ever hear Nolan make a comment about this?
I honestly don't think so.
I don't either.
He can have the beef company and never have to say anything,
right?
It's
a great question when people text in the AutoFlex Leasing fan text, do you think Nolan knew about this and all we can do is theorize on it? And
It's a great question.
I think he had a great idea that the Astros were cheating. He might not have known the exact specific way they were doing it, but if everybody around baseball,
sitting there on the front row of that stadium and he can't hear a trash can being hit every couple minutes.
He knew that the Astros were cheating. We just don't know how specific he knew.
The feedback on this is absolutely remarkable. I just want to get at least
most people just saying that we're the best show on The Fan, and I appreciate that.
I always appreciate that. From the 214, I wouldn't be able to look my kids in the eye and tell them not to lie or cheat, and that would destroy me. That's fair.
But that extra boat that we got from that extra $1 million that I got from the World Series would be awesome. You know what I'm saying, Jimmy?
I don't think.
Let's get that boat.
I don't think that was their point at all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.